Housing Unfiltered, a podcast by operators for operators, brought to you by a joint venture by AccuShield and Finn Technologies, wanting to make a difference and not leave the senior housing industry the way they found it. Hey, this is Todd Petty. Welcome to Senior Housing Unfiltered, relaunched. It's 2024, and as promised, we are cranking up Senior Housing Unfiltered this month. We're relaunching it and reintroducing it to senior housing. This is an exciting time, and this is an exciting podcast. We are going to deliver information from operators to operators. And I have my co-host today, Deontay.
Hey, everyone. Super excited to be here. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Bring something that's going to drive a lot of value to operators everywhere.
Yeah, and it's really great to be with you today. We're going to be together almost every 2 weeks,
Yep. Putting
together something really special. So my name's Todd Petty. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer with Finn Technologies, and I've been in the senior housing space for 20 years trying to drive senior housing healthcare innovation in every area. It's been fun. Investment and development and design, innovation, operations, and branding. I'm now working with a very exciting innovation company. Deontay, share with the audience what you're doing right now.
Yeah, Deontay Meredith Davis, VP of Sales here at AccuShield. I've been around here for about 5 years and spent a lot of time in buildings in the Florida, living in Tampa, probably went to around 100 or so, got a little bit of background in senior living. And, you know, now I think with how technology is starting to shift and advance in this world, we want to be that go-to place to learn and report everything on it.
Yeah, really exciting. And while the podcast is being underwritten by both AccuShield and Finn Technologies, this is definitely, Deontay, this is a no-sell zone.
Yes.
This is the no-selling zone. We are not selling. We're not pay to play. We're not inviting people in to really promote their product to try to gain sales. We want to provide information, and we think this is very unique. The audience knows there's three different ways really to present information, and there are great podcasts out there, and some deliver an historical view of the world of senior housing, like what happened and what did we do and what did we learn from it. That's a great, great podcast. And then some like to report, like what's happening right now. Here's what's happening right now. We want to share with everybody what's going on. Now, what we're going to try to do, Deontay, is share with our audience what is emerging, what is coming forth, what wave is coming in that's getting ready to hit the beach. And it's going to hit the beach, and we're trying to identify what it is so we all can get ready for it, because the greatest opportunity of a lifetime is coming by 2030. And that's because we're out of housing in 2030. Every baby boomer is over the age of 65. And we're going to have lots of opportunity to take care of people.
Yeah, that's right. So as everyone knows, this is not going to be a pitch fest. It's not our intention here. We really want to be the first ones that are kind of riding that wave of, hey, what change is coming to senior housing? We know that this is a industry of people who care about seniors, who care about providing great healthcare, great services. And so, you know, using technology to help facilitate those things, that's really the goal here.
Yeah, so we'd like to appeal to all audiences, right, Deontay?
Yeah.
We want to appeal to the C-suite and the equity partners and the debt partners, so important. But we really would like to connect with that executive director and that team at the local community
Yep. That's
providing direct care for the residents.
Sure.
So we were very inspired by Tim Reagan at Senior Housing News. He quoted recently that senior housing operators are getting serious about data collection and the middle market, and while they're redefining operations for a new generation of residents. Mm-hmm. And we think that senior living is kicking into high gear in 2024. So we'd like to share a little bit about what we're going to be talking about in the future, what our guests will be talking about, and what we intend to deliver to everybody. So Deontay, what I think is really going to make a big difference is, as you know, you and I get together all the time and we're so passionate about things and solutions mm-hmm. and ways that we can change this industry. And I'm always ready to give my opinion anytime
Yeah. Someone
pushes the record button. But what we want to do is we want to bring in people at the local level that have incorporated strategies that have made a difference in their residence life, has made a difference in their businesses, made a difference in their lives. We want to hear from them mm-hmm. because we want to share best practices in a way that maybe the rest of the industry doesn't know. But we want to share best practices to change the industry, to raise its level of awareness and go to new levels. So we're going to be bringing in activity directors, engagement directors, health and wellness director, dining directors, executive directors from national companies, locally owned communities to talk about best practices and things that have worked in their community.
Yeah, you said it all there, Todd. And I think even hearing some of the challenges, maybe some of the losses too, right? Like we learn from our wins Absolutely. We also learn from our losses. So any type of experience, if you're one of those folks that are at the community level, like, we would love to hear your story. We'd love to hear in what ways are you making the lives of residents better? Because ultimately, like, that's what we all care about. That's what we're all here to do. So we want to hear those stories.
Yeah.
And so if you want to be on, please reach out to us.
Yeah, please. I've never really learned anything from something I already knew to do well, which really wasn't much. I have done a lot of failing in my career. And that's how I've learned and learned from mistakes and get up and keep trying. We want to share that with the industry, don't we?
Yeah, likewise. Got to.
All right. One of the things that I've tried to do all of my career is I want to be a dot connector. I want to connect dots for people and myself, and connecting those dots that bring together something really special.
Agree with you there, Todd. And, you know, funny enough, yesterday I actually went to go visit a new community in Alabama, and I spoke to the food and beverage director, and we were talking about relationships and how important those are. And really, that ultimately, business is all about relationships, right? And so I think another goal of this podcast is to really connect people and to hear stories from those folks who, you know, are out on the front lines, right?
Yes.
And have them come in, you know, talk about what's working well and get to share that information with our audience and, you know, make those connections there. That's important. And ultimately, that's what life is all about, right? Connecting people, building relationships.
Right on. That's it, Deontay.
So in the beginning, you had mentioned that we are operators and we're four operators. So can you share a bit about why that's so important?
I've seen some of the best leaders in the senior housing space that have started ground level operations. I mean, myself, I lived in an assisted living community for about 12 months.
Wow.
Went from a 4,000 square foot house to a 400 square foot apartment. And when I moved in, it was like, I experienced everything the resident experienced,
but
I also experienced what went on behind the scenes. Saw the weaknesses, the strengths. It was the greatest adventure I ever had. No amount of education, no amount of seminars, no amount of PDFs could have prepared me or taught me what I learned during that time. And I saw every aspect of the operations, and it helped me to do what I did and to know about things that, quite frankly, you can't get just by studying the business model. There are folks out there that live and breathe senior housing every day at the community level. They live in the buildings. They're working with the software designed from Silicon Valley. They know the residents intimately. We want their perspective. We can relate to them, having been operators ourselves. And tell us a little bit about AccuShield and its background in operations as well.
Yeah, so our founder, Charles Mann, he was a senior living kid. His father built, I believe it's the first assisted living community here in Atlanta back in the 1980s. So Charles kind of grew up in the business, went off, worked in med device sales, did some other things, and eventually returned back to the family business and ran his father's communities as the executive director. And at that time, there was some issues with the paper sign-in book, and a resident had some stuff that were taken from a caregiver. And so that's kind of where AccuShield was birthed, with the goal in mind of creating a safer, more secure environment and helping operators to understand who's in their building from a safety and security perspective. So, you know, not just Charles has operational background, but a lot of our employees here at AccuShield have spent a lot of time in the industry, working inside buildings at the executive level, but also, you know, at the community level too. As we're, you know, discussing everything on the podcast, as, you know, we're even building our software products, people can rest assured knowing that we've got folks that have been in your shoes, and that's what we're building towards, creating a better future for not just the operators, but also, more importantly, probably for the residents.
So a couple things. One, we know data, Deontay, is going nuclear in 2024. I think to put that in a maybe a more understandable way, we know ChatGPT right now, which is able to write letters, construct messages, is running at about an IQ of 160.
Yeah.
And Einstein's at 155. So ChatGPT is just over Einstein in IQ. I've heard reports that the average person on the street's probably running around 100 IQ. So ChatGPT is well beyond that. But ChatGPT is learning and growing at a faster rate than anybody thought possible. Every 8 months, we're doubling in the information and in capability. So 8 months from now, when ChatGPT releases a new edition, it'll be at an IQ of 320.
Yeah.
So if we keep extrapolating the numbers out, we are going to have something very powerful that will be able to work to deliver data in a more efficient way to senior housing. Can you practically address that a little bit, Deontay?
Yeah, I mean, Todd, even that point around data, you know, getting data is valuable, but if it's not data that you could take action on, then it really can do you any good, right? And so for senior living in particular, there's so much data that's out there, and figuring out like what's actually going to help me run my building, run my business more effectively, those are things that we're going to need to focus on and really make sure that we're, you know, going hard at.
Yeah, it's got to be the right data. And then not only does it have to be the right data, it has to be presented. And we need machines to help us collect the data, analyze the data, and present it in an accurate way that will really help us run our businesses. And I know everybody's going to realize that we have great data collection repositories right now. You know, if you just look at, think of all the things we can put notes on, whether that's Evernote or Microsoft Notes or Google Notes. But what is really going to be important is predictive analytics. Mm-hmm. The machines, artificial intelligence, computers delivering to us data points that we can then look at that's predictive, that's preemptive, that provides us information to intervene on someone's behalf, intervene in their healthcare, connecting them with their loved ones, intervene so there's not a decline in their health or in their mood and behavior. That is going to be super important because we don't have the labor, we don't have the skills, we don't have the time, energy, and talent as we're moving to a healthcare model to do all that. And that's really the opportunity that data will come and join with us and present to us so we can deliver quality care.
Yep.
So I also love what Tim Reagan talked about. The middle market needs a solution. The middle market really has to do the same things that the affluent market does or the ultra-affluent market does. It has to provide the same services, but not at the same margin. So it has limitations on what it can deliver. So how is that fixed? Well, Tim Reagan says the middle market strategies now are the new black. And we're going to talk about how we can deliver to people that, you know, they don't even have data. They don't have EHR, EMR. They don't have sensors to collect data. They can't pay for this technology in the building that will empower them. But we have folks coming on to talk about how they can put rehab in their building and they can monitor how many times a resident's been connected with emotional intelligence, bringing in physician oversight with remote therapeutic monitoring that they can get billed for, remote patient monitoring, talking about software that will predict resident decline. There are so many things that an independent owner that can bring into their building and compete with people that have the money to bring in technology. We're going to be sharing about some of that as well.
Yep.
What I really am excited about as well is there, everywhere I go, there's a new breed of leaders that are emerging. I just think that's so exciting because they look at traditional senior housing and they just say there must be a better way. What's worked in the past has been great, but now everything's shifting. We're shifting to provide housing to baby boomers that want something different. We have to be able to provide healthcare within our building so our residents can age successfully in place. Mm-hmm. And we have to participate in value-based care now so that we can keep our residents out of the hospital and we can move costs down. And that's the new future. And that means there has to be a shift from where we are to where we're going.
Yeah, Todd, so how about we break this down a little bit more for the audience?
Yeah, good point. So why this is such an important subject is because the payer system, as we know it, is changing. And the traditional model allows for a resident to be healthy, to decline, have an episodic healthcare event, then go into the healthcare system, enter emergency room, stay at the hospital, you know, and spend $30,000 to get back to baseline and send them back to the community, back to their homes.
Yeah.
But the way the payer system is going to change is that we're going to be rewarded for determining the normal baseline of a resident. And when that begins to change or where there's a decline, get them help. Help so that they're not having to decline and then go out to a hospital or an emergency room. So we're not having to spend the dollars to restore them to a state of health that they were before the decline. And there's many ways of doing that. Most of what we have today is devices, sensors that allow us to look back and find out how did a resident decline and maybe change the service plan or review a service plan with the notes and the electronic health records and find out what happened and then maybe make a change. But the way the world we're going to is to be able to monitor a variety of things the residents is that's happening with the residents. The number one thing we're supposed to do, Deontay, on a daily basis is know the general condition of our residents, establish a baseline, what that is, and if something changes, where to go get help in the senior housing world. We get help through the doctor, connect with the families, we connect with rehab or home health to try to help them. But if we don't know they're declining, we cannot do that. So the future is going to be able to extract data points that we know about the resident. Their mood and behavior on a daily basis can be captured and determine what's Deontay's normal baseline today. And when that changes, we can get help. We can determine who's coming in and out of the building, right? To connect with the resident, because connection's a very solid need, a psychological need. It's an incredibly important need for the health of the resident. Now we can track that and know when that's not taking place, do something about it. We can track weight, saturation level. We can triage the resident for all these healthcare data points that we can do in our own lives. How many steps are we walking?
Yeah.
You know, what do I weigh today? Am I hydrated? Am I malnourished? Am I declining? And if we can be alerted in our senior housing communities, then we can do something about it before something happens. And that's going to transmute to longer length of stay, happier families.
Better wellness for the residents.
Better wellness for the resident, less turnover. And ultimately, that affects NOI. We're not going to talk about NOI today, maybe on another podcast, but that's all the care that anybody can bring to their loved one in the residents community.
Yeah, and I mean, I think everything that you said there, Todd, going back to what's best for the resident, and like that's why this value-based care model is so important. And being at the forefront of that, helping to spearhead that, you know, that's really something that's going to be better, not just for the operators, but better for the residents and better for everyone that's involved.
Yeah, and value-based care is simply the tools to create a value-based care model already in the healthcare continuum. They're already out here. They just have to be brought into the senior housing community.
Yeah.
In some organized fashion and deployed. And what's really exciting is that 75% of the senior housing communities are owned by owners with three or less communities. And those communities can actively participate in the successful aging of the resident in value-based care with not having to invest a lot of money in their infrastructure. There are components in the system that already exist that we can help them bring them in and to be relevant as the world changes and as we move toward 2030.
Yeah, Todd. And so, you know, what everyone can expect with this podcast moving forward, talking through things like strategies, efficiencies, what's working well, what's not working well, bringing in various guests through our networks, those that are working inside buildings, as well as those that are at the leadership level in senior housing, bringing those folks in to discuss some of these different topics is what people can expect as you're listening to the Senior Housing Unfiltered podcast. These plan on going about every 2 weeks or so. Is that right, Todd?
Yeah, 2 weeks, two weeks.
Yeah, every couple of weeks. Expect 15, 20 minutes. And really the three I's are the bedrock and the foundation of what we want this podcast to be. So we want it to be innovative, inspiring, and informing.
Right on. So we're going to, like you said, we'll keep it to 20, 30 minutes. We'll have great guests. And we want our audience to look forward to this. Deontay, along several years ago, a friend of mine in the tech business told me, as we were talking about innovation and technology and the difference between stuff coming out of Silicon Valley or the things that we're trying to share with people of tech strategies developed by other operators, he shared with me that a lot of things come to market and they're superior products. They deliver such a great solution, but they never gain traction and they never get across the finish line because people are unaware of it or they're not met with the right financial teams or the financial stacks aren't in place. But there are other products that come out and maybe not so good and even maybe not even delivering much different than what the market is used to, but they are successful. They launch and they even transact because they were known about. And we want to bring to everybody's awareness of things that maybe you just won't see on a day-to-day basis because maybe they don't have the dollars to spend to get the information out. So very exciting.
Yeah. Todd, so speaking of that, you know, who are some people that come to mind when you mention that?
Yeah, so we have on board right now that are able to bring what's called, already there's remote therapeutic monitoring in the market where the physicians can actually remotely identify therapeutics going on with the resident in a senior housing community. And that is as simple as, well, they didn't fall today.
Yeah.
And that data can be reviewed by the physician and then get paid for it. There's also remote patient monitoring, as we know. There's telehealth. There's a doctor looking at your vital signs on a daily basis to make sure things are going well and nothing's changed. And they can bill Medicare for that. Because Medicare is like, well, hey, we'll pay you for this because we want you monitoring your patient because we don't want them going to the hospital because of a serious decline that could have been avoided. So we'll pay you, you know, $200-$300 a month to do that. These are things that instantly give a physician visibility to the residents in the building, in your senior housing community. And those are already happening right now. There's companies that have platforms to do that. Yeah. There's companies that have remote patient monitoring. There are companies out there that are able to monitor visitation into the community of and seeing the resident. We're going to talk to those folks. There's software that will predict resident decline. We're going to bring those folks in. There are solutions out there to understand not just everybody gets the psychosocial information on the resident, like, well, they were born in Hawaii, you know, they finished high school, they went to college, they lived over here. But there are software that will gather psychographic information, meaning, you know, what emotionally makes them tick? What's their favorite baseball team, football team? What faith do they belong to? What makes them tick? What are they passionate about? And then bring those activities into the building to create a vibrant living community. So we want to go beyond the linear.
Yeah.
We want to go beyond the data and make this a very real thing. You know, there I got to tell you this real quick. I saw, and we have a guest come on to talk about this, just being able to set goals for the residents in the community that maybe they never set goals and not used to it, but just setting goals and being able to broadcast that through signage and encouragement and them waking up in the morning saying, hey, this is what's going on, that releases dopamine, right? It's a happy chemical. The goal creates dopamine in the resident's life that gives them something to look forward to or maybe even fuss about. Yeah. But their science is going like nuclear, just like Tim said, and we want to bring all these folks in so we can incorporate what's happening and make a better life for our residents.
Yeah, Todd, and even going back to what you were mentioning around technology, I went to the Senior Living Think Tank that was hosted by James Lee. Shout out to James.
Yeah.
Last year in San Antonio. And a lot of people there, I think we had around 50 or so, and everyone was assigned to different groups. And my group specifically was the age tech group. And so we got to do a deep dive on, you know, being at a senior living tech company. I had no idea how many senior living tech companies were actually out there. And so we got to do some research, do some digging, and really our project and our deliverable was based on, you know, what is considered foundational, what's considered more that mid-tier, you know, what things are considered actually innovative within senior living. It kind of created like a Maslow's hierarchy of needs when it comes to technology. So operators can pick what things are actually going to drive measurable outcomes in their buildings. And I'll tell you what, it was a pretty good exercise for me because it made me think through like, okay, if I was running a building or, you know, if I was building a tech company, like what's actually going to bring value to those that are in our space and ultimately drive a better life for residents. So it was a good exercise for me personally. And
yeah.
I think those are some things that we want to really cover and touch on because there's so much out there. It's like, what do you actually need?
Right. That's so important too, which is why we're going to target at different times, different audiences, because this is a very complex. I mean, you have the resident that needs to be valued and the technology needs to make an innovation, needs to make a difference in their lives, the family members, the team members. But quite frankly, the people that are funding the businesses, they need to know how the innovation and technology increases the business. We already know that innovation put in place correctly causes less turnover in your residents, increases the length of stay, captures billing that you're not getting, and reduces the need for agency and maybe even FTEs because machines can now partner and do things that our employees don't even want to do anymore, our team members. So we'll have a lot to talk about over the next few weeks. Very exciting. I think as we watch the future unfold, I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could create it, mold it, and shape it with our audience? We could be the architect of the future of senior living. I think this is nothing short of extraordinary. I really believe this is the greatest opportunity of a lifetime. I think the future is knocking at our door right now. Some people are stuck in, you know, what has happened and stuck in a little bit of a challenge right now, but it's banging its fist. The glass ceiling's getting to be broken. We're into a scary smart period we want to help navigate and mentor people through.
Yeah, I think you encapsulated all that well. It's going to be a fun ride. It'll be fun to see how things unfold over the next few years.
Well, we're really excited. Thank you. We're about 20 minutes in and we need to say goodbye. We'll be broadcasting in a couple weeks. We'll make announcements on LinkedIn. This is Todd Petty and Deontay from Senior Housing Unfiltered saying have a great week and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.